American Meditating Radio Show. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. Hi everyone, I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated American Meditating Radio. We bridge divides, we seek deeper meaning, and we answer life's most compelling questions from experts around the world. Because in a world of uncertainty and division within and out, we will need answers right here, right now. Join me and guests on American Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
We think too much, and because we think too much, we are not truly ourselves. Our body may be here, but our mind may be elsewhere. In the past, in the future, and therefore, when you breathe in and out, and become aware of your in-breath and out-breath, you stop the thinking, and you begin to be where your body is. Separated from each other. When you are not there, when you are not really there, you cannot see things very clearly and deeply. You miss everything. And that is the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness means to be aware of what is going on. And we are there by breathing in and out. Is to be really there and to be available to whom? Available to your beloved ones, and also to be ready to encounter life, because life can be found only in the present moment. Everything wonderful, everything refreshing, they are in the present moment. Therefore, running to the future or getting lost in the past, you miss life. And therefore, breathing in and out is to get back to the present moment where you have an appointment with life. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and that was Monique Rode Heartbeats, Thich Nhat Hanh's sharing on thoughts and how do we stay present. It's such a huge effort to actually be present because we're finding ourselves constantly moving too much into the future and not being able to really value what we've got in front of us. And for most of us, we tend to also think very, way much into the past. There are things that tend to hold the soul hostage, is what I always call it, hostage. Some experience, an event, a relationship, a situation that the soul's thinking cannot seem to let go of. It cannot release what you went through, what was done, what should have been done to the soul. And those are the energies that are actually holding us back from really living the life that we feel we could be living. I think a lot of our dreams are very idealistic. And it's not to say that they can't come true, but many times when I even look at what my dreams could be, and it's weird, everyone, it's weird, because before getting onto my path of spirituality, I remembered every year I would have 10 things that I would accomplish that year. And the weirdest thing is, you know, now that I look at it, it's almost as if I can't think that far ahead anymore. It's sort of like I'm so focused on building the qualities in the personality now, the qualities in the soul now, that based on how I'm feeling presently and what choices that I'm making, that the fact that it does have a consequence, that it will lead into the next stage of my life. And so I'm finding myself more focused on what really is and how I'm interpreting things. Is it closer to love? Is it closer to grace? Is it closer to divinity? Is it really closer to my innocence and purity of spirit? And then I feel more trusting that my future has to be good, because if that's the place that I'm in presently, then the law of karma basically states cause and effect. So I've just found that I'm not thinking long-term goals anymore. And I don't know if that's right or wrong, and I'm not telling anyone to do or not to do it. However, I have to tell you, it surprises me that now I'm not like I used to be, that I would have to achieve 10 things for that year. I'm so focused now on, is my intention in this conversation with you real, true? And even if I think I'm trying to give you an experience, it's still mixed. It's still has a little bit of expectation, ego, maybe even manipulation in it. I'm like, no, you know what? It's okay. I've been there. I know what it feels like. And sometimes I slip in and out of that stage. But I can honestly say right now, it's not like that's important to me. What's important is the soul of Jenna being very genuine at this moment in her life, because she trusts that that genuine experience within her own being will have to garner good karma, a good future, a good outcome. Now, I don't know what the residue is of the past. I don't know what I did 5 lifetimes ago, 10 lifetimes ago. And for those of us who believe in Hinduism, then the maximum number of births one singular soul can take is 84. Can you imagine that? So whether I've taken, you know, so many lives that you would call me an old soul, I don't remember all the events and all the choices that I made that perhaps today I would regret, or I would say, I wish I hadn't done that. And so those might sneak up on me, even though I'm doing all of my good deeds now, and I'm trusting that my good feelings mean something to me and others in my life. But I don't know what's going to happen in the future. But for now, I want to be as good as I can be. I want to be able to live a life of yoga, which is linked to the One, having union with the One, and being as pure and powerful and sweet and innocent and loving and kind. And observe yourself when you slip in and out of it. Just observe when you slip in and out of it, because of many reasons. You can give yourselves many reasons why you slip out of your divinity and your grace. Don't touch that dial. We're going to have our lovely sister, Suzanne Bryant, who is launching her new wonderful program coming up soon, Yoga Is Online Festival. So don't change a dial. Before I get to Suzanne, I'd like us to do a little bit of meditation together. Perhaps, definitely, I love my new CD, Inclusion Revolution Yoga Journal. Wrote up a very good review on it, so please look out for that in their November issue that's coming up. And I thought that the review of the album was so spot on. Was very touched by the editor of that. So take a deep breath. Here is E Pluribus Unum, and then we'll have a wonderful chit chat with Suzanne Bryant. E Pluribus Unum is not meant to suggest that power should be consolidated into a single individual, but rather that power is innately possessed by every individual, which makes up a single collective. In this meditation, I gently allow my thoughts to become aware that each and every thought is a part of a collective community inside myself. When I choose to nurture thoughts of peace and abundance, I generate safety around me and for others to experience. I'm a part of a collective, and what I think, feel, and do creates a community inside myself and outside of myself. I, the living soul, am a citizen. And through my life, I amplify unity, values, love, and togetherness. I use these pure thoughts to govern my life and to share pure feelings with everyone around me. I am not here to be ruled by any waste thoughts or by anyone. Rather, I'm here to rule my life with virtues and respect. I am one out of many, and together, I, you, us, make up a world of kindness and abundance. Let me sit in this pure meaning of E Pluribus Unum. Welcome back, everyone. That was E Pluribus Unum on the Inclusion Revolution album. I've taken a lot of the words and the writings from our Constitution, Bill of Rights, even the resistance movement, and try to see if we could find a neutral languaging that can make us all feel that we belong to the story. So I hope you like that track. Today, we're very proud to welcome Suzanne Bryant. Suzanne is the filmmaker of the powerful and internationally acclaimed film, Yoga is a transformational journey. Her passion in life is to help people transform their lives to achieve a greater sense of happiness and inner peace. Suzanne is also a certified yoga instructor whose 20-year exploration of yoga led her to study with some of the most inspiring and celebrated teachers, including Sharon Gannon, David Leif, and founders of Jiva Mukti Yoga. With a master's degree in spiritual psychology and nutrition, as well as a meditation teacher and wellness coach, Suzanne combines her expertise to work with, there goes a little happy in the studio, Suzanne combines her expertise to work with individuals and groups to move through obstacles and achieve the life that they desire. Now, on November 18th, Suzanne will launch this year's Yoga is Online Festival, in which I'm also honored to be one of the featured teachers. And I was with Suzanne just about a month ago, and we played and had such a great time. And I'm so happy to welcome you on the air today. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Sister Jenna. Oh, I'm so happy to be with you again. We did have so much fun when I saw you in Los Angeles.
See, you didn't know I was that playful, did you?
No, actually, Sister Jenna, you are you're my new best friend.
You know what? I think everyone has this like idea of folks that are in spirituality, and even folks who might carry a little bit of extra wisdom, that they're not light. And the weirdest thing, Suzanne, is I've experienced that the more deeper and truthful your experiences are, there's like this sense of innocence that starts to emerge from you, and you're not ashamed of it either. It's really who you are. So I know it usually turns out to be a shocker.
Well, I love to see that playful side of you, Sister Jenna, because you're right. It is like a sense of pure and innocence, and that's who we are at our soul. We are, you know, playful and joyous, and so it was great to see that side of you.
Well, I loved spending time with you in your beautiful studio that we visited, and having some time to be a part of your wonderful program coming up, Yoga is Online Festival. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about how it got created in the first place?
Sure. Well, just to let everybody know that Sister Jenna's interview is really inspiring, so I can't wait for you to see it. Well, as you shared, my film, Yoga is a Transformational Journey, was created from the loss of my mother to cancer. And I turned to yoga in a deeper way to get me through that time, because yoga had been such a support for me in overcoming anxiety and even recently going through breast cancer myself. So about 3.5 years ago, I received thousands of emails, I mean, perhaps even 30,000 emails from people asking for support, that the film had really helped them. What else could they do? And I felt that it is a beautiful thing that I could combine my experience in journalism with something that I'm so passionate about and create this online platform. So I go and I interview some of our most famous yoga and meditation teachers of our time and spiritual luminaries, such as Deepak Chopra or Dominic Alvarez, Krishna Das. And we interview, or I interview them for 30 minutes. And it's a real inside experience with them because it's very intimate. We get to sit in their house or my house and really open up a conversation that you really don't see normally on any other platform or even in maybe perhaps a YouTube video. It's very intimate. And I feel like we need daily knowledge to be inspired to continue us on our path, and we all look to each other for inspiration. So basically the platform was created from the film, and once a year we launch a Yoga is Online Festival, but the platform is year-round. It's called Yoga is Online, and we have 30-minute interviews, and then we also have classes ranging from 30 minutes to 1 hour on yoga and meditation.
Fantastic. I know that sitting in your home studio with the beautiful view that you offer, that I said would be my retirement, does create like a really nice opening and just a really beautiful vibe. And it's so clear of the presence that you bring into your work. I know that this year's festival focuses on genuine human connection. Is there a reason why you chose this theme specifically for this year?
You know, I think that there's, in the world right now, because of everything that's happening between the political situation to the environmental to human rights, I feel that there's a lot of dis-ease, and there can be a lot of people that are angry or upset or even feel powerless. And I wanted to have people that will inspire us to step back into our power, to know that we do have a voice and we are able to make changes in this world. We are not powerless. And sometimes when we feel powerless, our energy shuts down and we can feel disempowered in every area of our life. And so I do feel that these offerings, each and every one of them, help us step into that sense of feeling at ease, feeling inspired again, feeling liberated. And I think that's what's needed at this time.
I agree with you. There's such a deep sense of anxiety in the atmosphere. Last night we held a wonderful conversation with Oscar winner Louis Gossett Jr., and we spoke about his journey in his life, but more than anything, what came out of it was Lou's passion about, you know, you've got to fix yourself and you've got to live more in the light, and this isn't the time to really be nurturing any sort of a dark side of the soul or any sort of a shadow conditioning that has become the norm in the world today. And this is where work like yours, yoga is online, is needed, because we need more natural, healthy, I would call it inspiring or elevating ideas, words, and vibrations. Because if we don't get this, how are we going to end up if there isn't something positive and pure out there for us to turn to, especially in moments of crisis?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, we also make choices where we tune into what we want to bring into our energy, what we want to bring into our mind. And, of course, I think everybody can relate to the fact that during the election, I think everybody was a little bit more glued to the news. And I know personally that it was causing me a lot of anxiety and suffering and disappointment. And so what I've chosen to do now is to tune into things that inspire me, whatever it is, if it's an article or a talk. And obviously I love all the talks that we have, and I listen to them over and over again. And it actually changes my energy. It allows me to feel limitless. It allows me to be motivated to make change in the world. It allows me to be in a higher vibration, where if I'm tuning into other particular things, it lowers my vibration.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. In conducting the interviews with the participating teachers for your Yoga Is Festival, what were some of the common lessons or suggestions that they had offered that you could share with our listeners?
Sure. Well, one thing that's really interesting to me was that a lot of teachers were talking about coming to yoga with a little bit more ease of being. It was a very consistent theme. You know, a lot of teachers were talking about, instead of doing these intense, powerful Ashtanga power yoga sets, really stepping back and bringing more of, I guess, a relaxed state of being to the yoga. Because we do live in a state right now where we have so much going on. We have a sense of overwhelm, and that our yoga can change with the times. So perhaps bringing a sense of a more nourishing yoga to these practices, really stepping away from this pushing ourselves and just nourishing more. I thought that was very interesting across the board, a common theme.
Beautiful.
Another one was truly about meditation. I wanted to explore the subject, and I know you're interested as well, Sister Jenna. But people do have trouble understanding how to get to this place of meditation. What is meditation? Are we meditating? And I think that's an interesting thing, because we have so many different aspects about what is meditation. Am I sitting up nice and tall and really continuing to guide my mind to this place of no thoughts, no things? But several of the teachers suggested that even when we are sitting there and we're allowing ourselves to go into a state of meditation, if our mind is still chattering and we are feeling like we're not in meditation, that we're actually in meditation. And I felt that's interesting, because the theme I hear from so many people is, oh, my mind's too busy, I can't meditate. But actually, right. by just taking that step to meditate, you're meditating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know how I agree with that one very much. It's an active process. It's not just a sitting down, emptying your mind. What do you hope for those who join your Yoga Is online festival to take away from it? And will it only benefit those who are practicing yoga?
Actually, no. It is something that anybody that's interested in the human condition and wants to be inspired. And so we have classes for meditation, for yoga, for living a spiritual life, for having conscious love and relationships. So it really is about a conscious lifestyle. And I think we did a survey to our list and asked our community what they liked most. And so many people said they love the interviews and they listen to them daily. And I think we've become a culture. Maybe we tap into a TED Talk or a podcast. And so similar to that, we have these hundreds of interviews from people in the space to really uphold your energy in a high vibration. So I feel that that's accessible to anybody that is interested in living a happier, healthy life.
Lovely. So tell us how this works. When people sign up for the festival, how long will the classes remain available and what will they receive?
Sure. So the platform is, we are doing an early bird special right now for particular, you know, for our communities. And so it's $97 per year. And you get unlimited access to all the classes and interviews for an entire year. And on November 18th, we launch 60 new videos for the fall festival that will be included in the platform itself. So if you sign up today, you can start accessing the content. And on November 18th, the new content will be delivered into the platform as well.
Nice, nice. Where can our listeners find more information about you and your upcoming festival?
Well, everyone can go to yogais.com. There's a nice little video we created to talk about it, and you have lots of information, and we have all of our teachers listed there, so as well. So you can see Sister Jenna on there, and we have a really diverse group of teachers.
You sure do. And everyone, Suzanne has just got the most beautiful spirit, and so I highly recommend you to really join in, not because I am there, but because the work is good. It's good work. It's good work. It's uplifting. It serves your spirit. So hopefully everyone will really sign in. Suzanne, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's crunch period for you, so for you to have joined me, it meant a lot.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Jenna. You are such a great spirit, and just even listening to your voice and your meditation, you're so needed in the world right now. So thank you for all that you do, and thank you for having me.
Ditto. All the best. Take care.
Okay. Lots
bye
of
bye.
Love.
Bye. Same bye. Here. Bye-bye. So go to yogais.com, or you can visit Suzanne at Suzanne's, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.com to find out some more information on her upcoming festival coming up in November. Hope you've enjoyed our conversation today, and remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you're giving them permission. We really are here to love each other the same. So really, let's get loving. Let's find ourselves in a more powerful place of existence and being. Here's our friend's new album, Paul Leftenegger, and this one's called Faith. Take care, everyone. All the best.
Where there is hatred, let me show your love. Where there is injury, I'll bring pardon. Where there is doubt, I'll bring the faith. Where there is darkness, I'll bring your light. And where there's sadness, I will bring your joy to love. and I will serve Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek